Green grass round my window. Young leaves that the wind blows. Yes, it's spring.
You know, Jay, we don't talk about houseplants a lot. I grabbed this article out of the
epoch. I'm not sure we ever have.
Yeah.
In 25 years.
And it was all the list of the great things indoor plants can do: clean indoor air quality, yeah, regulate temperature and humidity, mood enhancement, increase productivity, reduce noise, inexpensive, and joy and beauty. And we've never talked about houseplants. What, other than poinsettias and Christmas trees and at Christmas time, what good plants, indoor plants, are available for Arizona?
Well, the thing about indoor is you're creating an artificial climate, so you can do about anything. The problem we have here is we have this thing that we have to turn on here pretty quick called an air conditioner, and that sucks all the moisture out of your house. You know, we don't use evaporative cooling, or we do for a short period of time. And dry air, those plants are tropical plants. We're calling them house plants, but somewhere where they're growing in nature, they're growing in a very tropical setting.
A little humid.
You know, where it's very humid, and it doesn't get super hot, but it doesn't get cold. You know, there's not a big temperature swing. And then they grow in various light conditions. So depending on your light condition would, you know, it may dictate what you can or can't grow. So some houseplants grow in bright light. Some are the plants that are in the jungle that are down there underneath everything, and they're in very dark situations. So, you know, you have to kind of know what your lighting is. You know, is it up against a hot window? Because you do get some, you know, radiated heat sometimes through windows, depending on how good your windows are. Certainly get some sunshine through there. So there's a lot of things you can grow here. It's just a little harder question to answer than what will grow here. So I would just probably go into the nursery or garden center and tell them what kind of conditions you have, and they can give you a rundown of what the best things are. Some of the really cool exotic things don't always do so well here because we just don't have enough humidity. But, you know, you can artificially induce that by misting the plants and doing some things, but it just depends on how hard you want to work at it.
If you'd like to ask Jay a question, you can reach us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or text to 411-923. And something that might be a little bit easier than indoor plants that I've seen that I really enjoy, a couple different properties come to mind, is when you walk out in the back, underneath a shaded patio was a succulent garden on a vertical scale. So you had all these different types of succulents spread out that makes a really nice presentation.
And a lot of succulents make pretty decent either patio plants or semi-indoor plants, depending on your lighting conditions. The biggest mistake I see with people with succulents, they assume that they are, you know, desert plants. And most of them are not. Most of them will not take our full hot sun. They need to be in, you know, some filtered sun. They just don't like much water. They like to be pretty dry. But when you see really cool succulent gardens, I think of San Diego along the beach, where they don't get a lot of rain, but they get, you know, filtered, sometimes no sun at all, and you know, there's no need any water, but they can't take the heat, and they can't take cold either. So,
well, they're kind of picky.
Well, yeah, I guess. They're tough where they do well. You don't have to, if you've got the right spots, you don't have to do much to them.
Well, I have two containers of elephant food. Is that what you call those little?
Uh-huh.
And that's a succulent, right? Or is it?
It is, and it's kind of the exception to that. You can't kill that.
I have one in the shade and one in the sun, and I have to testify, yes, they both are beautiful.
Yeah, it'll take.
I thought it was meat.
It'll take sun, shade, water, no water. It, you know, that's
it's a happy camper.
Elephant food?
Mm-hmm. That's the name of a plant.
Yes.
Elephant food.
You would recognize it right away.
From Africa region where the elephants
Well, the botanical name for that is Portulacaria afra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so stick Africa. With elephant food then.
So it's from, yeah, I suppose, I don't know whether elephants actually eat it or not, but probably that's at least the folktale that they do. And it is an African native.
Well, it's fun to walk around like the desert botanical gardens and find things you like and see what the what the little mini habitat is that they've created to make it do well. Because it is fun to have those, but I think I kill them all by overwatering them.
Most likely, yeah. They, you know, they just don't like much water, but some of them don't like the heat either. So, but that particular one does, and it comes in some different. They've hybridized it a lot. There's a green one. There's a variegated one. There's little tiny leafed ones. There's big leafed ones. So you can get a little variety in just with that one. And it'll grow in a hanging basket. It'll grow in a pot. It'll grow on the ground. It, if you were to pick one plant to be successful with, that might be the one to start.
That's your starter one. Yeah.
I just thought I was getting it figured out, but it's just an easy plant.
Sorry.
But so you're talking about like a minute ago about the container plants and the raised beds and the pots. Mm-hmm. And so the hanging baskets would be the same thing. I never think to fertilize those, but if I did, my baskets would probably be even prettier.
And there again, you, when any anything you're having to water a lot because it's in a smaller container, and hanging baskets are hanging up in the air, drying out pretty quickly, especially as we warm up, you need to replace nutrients, you know, in kind of correlation with how often you're having to water something.
Now, what is the desert cactus that's in bloom about this time of year? It's real pink. It's like the
hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
That's my neighbor's got one that's in full bloom
yeah,
right now. Big, pink, robust bloom.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of the cactus have started to bloom. Hedgehogs, myocotea at home starting to put on some flowers. I see some prickly pears starting to bloom. Of course, saguaros would be here pretty quick. The white-winged doves are back, so they're just waiting for those saguaros to bloom.
And the yellow, the Palo Verde bloom. We had
Palo Verde.
We were in Tucson. Was that just last weekend? Driving down to for the Saba Home Show, and from south of, you know, when the town breaks at Phoenix, just shortly after that, like from Riggs Road to Casa Grande, and the median is just exploding, and then it kind of takes a hiatus through Casa Grande and Eloy and Picacho, but then you get down coming from Moran into Tucson, and again the yellow Palo Verde is just a sea of yellow exploding. And it's beautiful, and it's kind of bittersweet because you know the heat's coming, but you got to enjoy the beauty while it's here.
We're in a neighborhood the other day walking, and the gutter was probably 6 inches deep with Palo Verde blooms.
Palo Verde snow. What's the Palo Verde that blooms like a string of pearls? As opposed, I mean, it's long stems of just...
Well, the Desert Museum, the hybrid what we call Desert Museum's got kind of long pendulous growth on it, and it gets kind of a long...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the one you're saying.
That's a pretty tree.
It is a beautiful tree. It can be pretty weak when it comes... It grows so fast that we see a lot of breakage with it. So make sure you're keeping it, you know, your cultural practices, you're not letting it get too long stemmed, or you're not opening it up and making it be real whippy looking. But it's a fabulous tree, and it's thornless, which is why everybody really likes it. So
much easier to trim and maintain than
Arizona
native that's got long thorns. Or we've got another call in line. I don't have a name on the backyard.
Hector,
welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. My biggest question is, because we've lived in our home for about 5 years now, it's always been dirt in the backyard. We were going to do stuff with it, but obviously after everything happened, you know how that goes. My wife wants to like a pergola, water feature, you know, flagstone, put in the backyard, just make it all nice and homely. But my biggest concern was, I obviously have weeds in the backyard and the dirt. I need to know where or who I could speak to actually gain the knowledge to prepare the dirt. And, you know, do I put pea gravel everywhere, or what do I do first, or what's my first step to go from dirt to making it, you know, nice in the backyard?
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
From Santan Valley.
Santan Valley. Okay. You know, I would probably pop up to like Desert Horizon Nursery or ANP Nursery and get with those guys and see, you know, if they have a, you know, landscape division or a landscape consultant that might come out and help you out. You're doing a pretty extensive project, and I would sure recommend that you get it designed. Whether you do it all at once or stage it out, you want to make sure everything goes in the right place and everything's planned accordingly, and that you have the right ground covers and all those kinds of things, and you get to see some choices and see something on paper first. So it's a big investment. So I would consult with some professionals first that can help you plan it out. Now, those are the two garden centers that come to mind in your neck of the woods down there that I would go visit and see what they recommend.
Both locally owned.
Yep.
Independent retailers. They're going to have the plants that are going to do best in Arizona. I'm not knocking, you know, chain stores, but a lot of times they might order for the whole Southwest, and the Southwest could lump in parts of California, and they've got plants.
Yeah, and the big thing is also getting them to recommend, if they don't have one on staff, somebody that can help you plan it. Because, you know, if he lives in Santan Valley, he most likely has a pretty big lot. And, you know, he's talking pergolas and water features and, you know, so, you know, I've seen a lot of mistakes made on where people put things, and what they think is a great idea ends up being a disaster. So
I'll tell you who I've come to really respect. Romy is the man you had on that turns every yard into a food crop producing space. I'm never going to go to a landscaper and get a master plan without consulting with him.
The agriscape concept.
Master plan, the pergola, the water feature. But I want somebody with an experienced eye to say, oh, this is where a hedge of artichokes would go, and this is where you would plant your garden. And
That's a good idea.
I mean, yeah. I'm really, the older I get, the more reluctant I am to plant anything that I can't eat.
No, and there's a lot of options for that. So yeah. Whether it's even just citrus or fruit trees or, you know, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
So, but get it planned out so you put those fruit trees in the right place. So,
and Hector, the concept Rosie's talking about, agriscaping, was brought locally by a guy named Justin Rauner, and he's in your area. I'm not sure if it's Santan or Queen Creek, but he's out in that Southeast Valley. You can just go to his website, agriscaping.com, and talk to him as well. Most of his stuff is going to come from those local nurseries as well anyway. I can't remember the name of the wholesaler out there next to him, too. Mesquite,
No, it's Tucson.
Yeah.
In Santan?
It's right around the corner from Desert Horizon.
V&P, great big growing nursery there.
Do they have the walking showroom through all the desert natives?
No.
And the masonry?
No. Aridscapes?
Maybe that's it.
But those are wholesale nurseries, and they're not going to let anybody walk in.
No, so. But
if you've got a landscape contractor that can take you there, yes, absolutely.
They've done an incredible job with that place. Yeah. That's a really good sign of, or a really good example of what a native landscape can look like,
yes,
and how beautiful
they have a good demonstration area.